Thank you very much. Now, here's what we got going.
I have a Halloween-related item that I think would help tee off this segment well. That WGN-TV is just saying that because of the forecast on Halloween, Vernon Hills has rescheduled trick-or-treating.
Rescheduled Halloween in Vernon Hills.
Rescheduled Halloween. Kevin, they killed Halloween.
They had a good run.
2 to 5 on Saturday. So don't tell the kids that it's Thursday. Say, no, it's not really Halloween today, guys. It's not Halloween.
See, another argument.
Saturday.
To push it Saturday. To either Friday or Saturday of the month.
Due to the forecast of inclement weather.
What is the specific forecast? I just missed
Demetrius
Ivory's.
Anticipated accumulations of up to 3 inches in Vernon Hills.
Oh, God.
Village is concerned for the safety of children crossing streets and traffic conditions that could be at their worst. So we're canceling Halloween, kids. Sorry.
The war on Halloween continues.
There's no Halloween this year, kids. No, they're doing it on Saturday, so you can...
So, Lauren, we've asked Lauren because she is our Halloween costume expert. She apparently...
Not just Halloween expert. I mean...
Right, she does the jack-o'-lanterns, the carvings.
Yeah. Like, all things Halloween. She's a what is it called? Halloween hack expert is basically what it is. Now, it's a little late for the jack-o'-lanterns and things like the carving of the pumpkin, right? That's pretty much already been done.
Well, I'd say so.
Or would it be last-minute carving
right
now?
You can, if you want it out in front of the house for trick-or-treaters, things like that.
You do the thing where you shave it, right?
Yeah, I get a little intricate. I buy carving tools, and I buy sculpture tools, so you can kind of carve out little pieces without carving too much.
Right.
And shave off the skin of the pumpkin.
Don't make Lauren mad. That's all I heard was from that. Was I have carving tools and I have surgical tools. Okay, I got it. All right, I got it.
Yeah, this could be used in other ways.
Should
the situation call for it?
Right. Okay. All right. So this is it. So you do like all your stuff is really a big deal because when I was a kid, all I could do was try to carve the triangles in the eyes, you know, and then the mouth with the teeth. And
that's how we all start.
Yeah. I didn't even do that right.
Well, I didn't really start to get into intricate carving until probably 2013 when I realized I was better off when I was hand-drawing shapes onto the pumpkin and then doing that. And then when I saw other things that I wanted to do, it involved shading, basically, which how do you shade on a pumpkin other than leaving part of it there? And then getting rid of the rest. You can't just cut through for everything or else everything looks the same color.
Oh, that's why yours looks so intricate. Because you leave portions of it, like, so there's depth.
Yes. But it gets difficult. That's why the tools are important, because it's very easy for you to just knock off a piece and then it ruins everything.
Do you have to, in 312-981-7200, if you have a question about making something for the kids or for yourself, Lauren can answer all of these questions.
Yeah, any last-minute costume ideas you need, or maybe there was something...
Describe your children to us and we can figure out what
something
exactly
might have gone wrong with the costume you originally planned. I might be able to help you fix it.
If you just want to dress as a White Claw, can of White Claw,
she's
Becca,
got that already.
You can
figured
call
out.
312-91-7200. All right. So the pumpkin, I've always wondered this because I know people who do this now, right? You don't actually necessarily carve into the pumpkin. You shave it down and then the light goes through it and it creates this, what looks like a 3D effect. Mm-hmm. Do you have to take the inside?
Yes, you still need to take the gunk out.
Well, the gunk for sure. But then do you have to shave down the inside too?
At least to get a lot of that stringy stuff out of the way, because one, that's going to interfere with the light. But also,
don't you think the pumpkin is just the most disgusting thing ever?
And it irritates your skin.
I don't like the texture. Yeah. It really grosses me out. It feels all spongy.
The smell
and
is really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the smell.
What?
Yeah, it just reminds me of Halloween.
Well, which is great, but like pumpkin smells in a candle, great. Pumpkin smell inside of a pumpkin, not so great.
Yeah, it smells like the pumpkin threw up on itself.
Yeah, it's rough. But I do love pumpkin seeds and stuff like that. But, you know. It's just kind of
I can't stand that either. There's nothing about the
The pumpkin
seed pumpkin is the
seeds.
Worst.
Huh. Well, they're salted and roasted and stuff.
Yeah,
they
because
like
then they like turn into like glass shards in your mouth.
What? You're overcooking them.
Yes. I don't know. They don't feel like it. Just that whole, there's nothing that is useful in the pumpkin. And I know it's the top like export crop out of Illinois.
Illinois. It's like 80% or something. 75% of them are produced here or. Right.
So yeah.
Pumpkins.
We should be thinking about that. But there's nothing about the pumpkin that appeals to me. And pumpkin pie, but I'm not even sure there's real pumpkin in pumpkin pie. Is there?
There is. It's kind of processed.
Yeah.
But I'm similar with that. I only like pumpkin pie with Cool Whip.
Right.
Yeah, I love that. I do love that.
Is that your hack?
We just had that. We had Cool Whip with the pumpkin pie. The issue is what we associate pumpkin with is spices, right?
Yeah.
It becomes like a cinnamon, nutmeg kind of mixture of all those different spices. And then it tastes great.
Yeah, absolutely.
But couldn't you do that with almost any other fruit or vegetable?
You need a squash or something. I mean, like
something fall.
Something fall.
Something fall-like.
Oh, God, I hate the fall.
What?
I just do. Look at this. Did you see what's going to happen?
They're canceling Halloween in Vernon Hills. No, they're not kids. They're actually going to have it, but on Saturday.
All right, so for parents right now who have got to figure out what they want to do for their kids for Halloween, I'm having a little bit of a problem with Amazon, just like the president has a problem with Amazon. Having a little bit of a problem with Amazon getting my costume for this thing that we got to do on Thursday. And last minute stuff, what's the easiest thing you can do for
a kid? Let me give you some just general keys of advice. So some of the best cheap items to have to help you with any costume: pipe cleaners, duct tape or electrical tape, makeup or face paint, and a glue gun. So pipe cleaners, I find...
Which, by the way, also if you're a kidnapper, all of those...
There's some overlap there.
What's a pipe cleaner going to do for a kidnapper?
Cop sees that in your trunk, and I'm not sure. They might be suspicious.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so what do you do with the pipe cleaner?
Okay, so the pipe cleaners are a great way to add an accessory to a costume. So, for example, we put up on our website, along with all this, a picture of when we dressed up as Minions. And I used the pipe cleaners, one, to make hair, little hair pieces, the little black hair. And I used them to make the goggles. So you can make glasses. You could put them in your hair, like a Pippi Longstocking thing, if you want to manipulate your hair.
Do they come in colors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds of
sparkles and everything. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you get
to a craft store, come on.
They don't clean pipes with that, though, right?
No.
It doesn't mean going to, like, you know, a hardware store for these. You go to the craft store. It's different.
Okay.
Every color, neon, everything.
Yes. So whatever color you might need, you can get a variety of colors. They're really cheap, and they're great. They're a great tool for things like this. If you wanted to, you could get a big green sweater and use little white pipe cleaners to make needles, and you could be a cactus. It's as simple as that. So something like that, or if you wanted to create like a little green diamond over your head and make it into a headband, you could be a Sims character and then dress however you want otherwise. That is like a less than a dollar costume right there. So pipe
are you listening, Kevin?
I'm listening, definitely.
Because you like the dollar, easy breezy
Kevin
costume.
Literally was just calling his bookie during the segment.
He's like, yeah.
Hey, what? Yeah,
I just wear the same thing every year, and it's really like low maintenance.
So things like electrical tape, that's really just a preference. But electrical tape, if it's black, is really great for things like a zigzag on a yellow shirt to be Charlie Brown. But the duct tape, like we were talking about yesterday, there are endless costumes you can make from that. Put it over a garbage bag first. So I would suggest putting the bag on and then kind of measuring how you want it lengthwise or tightwise. Mm-hmm. But I've seen groups do different pop cans, beer cans, crayons, playing cards, vitamin water, candy bars or candy corn, like the Incredibles, Power Rangers, Care Bears, superheroes, anything.
I'm envisioning some of those as you say it. It really sounds pretty easy.
Yes.
And then, but so you're saying you can use the duct tape to actually write the words vitamin water or write anything.
They have all kinds of colors of duct tape. They even have patterns, like they have leopard print. So if you wanted to make a leopard costume out of simply that, you can do that. They have camo, so you could do like a hunter costume. But if you get something like a white duct tape, you can draw the card. Like if you want to draw like a ace or a king, whatever you want to do. If you wanted to be in a group, you could do a whole deck of cards. Same with the vitamin water, you could do partial color of whatever vitamin water flavor, and then you just use a Sharpie to write all the details.
Or the White Claw row. That's how you can
or
do
the
White Claw.
I used to be a ref in college to make a few extra bucks, so that was such an easy costume.
Yeah, there
I
you
just
go.
Dressed up as a ref, and somebody spilled their beer. All the whistle, throw the flag, party foul.
Yes, so that brings me to another
interactive
great point.
So yeah, you got to get into the character, then it's more fun.
Best items to have around the house to inspire you are things like that: old shirts for something, or old things that you've had to use. So like random hats around the house can help inspire something. Old sheets.
What are you laughing at?
Imagining in like 10 years when the kids find the MAGA hat, right? Sort of like, they're like, I know what I'm going as.
There are plenty of people that have been using that. Yeah. Yeah, there are plenty of people that have been using that already. But old sheets, obviously a classic little ghost costume or a toga.
Be careful with the white sheets. I was at a party once where a guy got a hold of like the... the beer vendor where he holds the beer, like his little thing that puts...
Case.
Yeah, it was great. So he just put that over his neck. He put a hat on and he had beers in there and he was handing beers out to
exactly.
people.
And you can even use it to cut up for other costumes if it's something that you can sacrifice. But old clothes, there are so many things that you can make simply from clothes. You could be a burglar wearing all black or a black and white striped shirt with a mask, black hat, gloves, and like
people
a
are on
an
edge in 2019. I don't think...
Okay, maybe, yeah,
we
maybe
got a burglar around the house. Get the shotgun.
Okay. So let me just tell you a little story. There was Brian, our producer, one of our producers, has like this mask, and he was like, he was going to wear this mask.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Michael Myers mask? Yeah, that's Michael, good stuff.
Right, the Michael Myers mask. He was going to like wear it, and not on Halloween. Halloween's not until Thursday. This is like last week.
It's terrifying.
Like, I was going to get on the CTA with that guy. No, you're not.
Yeah, no, that one is always going to creep people out. Always.
Yeah,
it's just one of the best. So, so other than that, obviously, that's something you have to buy. You're not going to have that laying around. But it's also worth the money, if you ask me. If you have a suit, you could be a Secret Service agent, just wear some sunglasses.
Oh,
you could be like a hippie or a stoner with a tie-dye shirt, like a little headband. Tourist, simply with a Hawaiian shirt or any other obvious vacation shirt. Put on camera around your neck, a hat, map, sunglasses. This one's kind of fun. This one's also easy. You could be a bulletin board by just having a plain shirt and putting Post-it notes all over with little notes on it. You could be Rosie the
Post-it
Riveter.
Notes stay there, though.
They I mean, you there. Might want a little help with some either glue or extra tape. You can
the
be
glue
Rosie.
Gun does seem like a fun item, but it also seems like you could be up to really no good with a glue gun, right? I mean, that's especially if you got little kids in the house with you got an older brother and a younger brother. You don't want the glue gun in their possession at any
time. Yes, make sure the right aged people are using it.
Yeah,
but it's one of the best for fabric and things like that.
You are going to find the younger brother glued to a wall before it's all
it
done.
It doesn't stick that well.
Depends on
but
how
it's
young
hot,
brother is.
So you don't want to do that.
Exactly.
Rosie the Riveter, easy blue shirt, Audrey Hepburn, 50s girl. You can have a black dress, lots of beads, fake jewelry. Nerd or Clark Kent, you get the old glasses, suspenders, a white button down. Of course, the risky business costume with a white dress shirt, the long white socks. And
that's
the sunglasses.
An easy one.
Yeah. I have so many. I could go on and on with just the clothes. And
you
then
do? I couldn't tell.
Hey, this is what I was
Kevin,
asked
are you
to do.
Taking
Kevin?
Notes?
I'm definitely taking notes.
Yeah, Kevin, I think you and I should go in cute little black cocktail dresses.
Yeah, that's fine.
And some, you know, and it could be Holly Go Lightly.
Actually, you guys should appreciate this one. A garbage bag, if you want to cut out leg holes and then find a way to strap it up on your shoulder, put some old newspaper in it, and then you can have fun at whatever sports team expense, saying that you are like, you know, the Chicago Bears, but you're really just a bag of garbage. So, you know, get creative with it.
Oh, I see what you did there. I'm Matt Nagy. I am a bad.
There you go. You could say whatever it is, but you're just garbage.
Yeah.
So,
right. You know. Got it. Got it.
That's your costume, Ro. You found it.
All right.
And just a quick thing, if you do want to buy something, cheap items that can complete a costume, vampire teeth, you can find like legit ones, less than $15. Any kind of animal ears.
Legit ones, they actually came out of a real vampire.
Well, they're like, you melt the wax and they stay on your teeth all night. You don't
oh,
just get like
I
that.
Love this.
Oh, really?
That's
risky.
Creepy.
Oh, who needs that?
Oh, I've worn them plenty of times.
I'll bet.
It's very simple.
there's nothing
Christmas
about that
time
sentence,
Lauren
right?
has those in.
In any way, surprise me about that. Oh, yeah, we're well done.
But then, of course, plastic masks. So a lot of cheap things that can make an outfit. But we have a bunch of stuff on WGNradio.com if you need more ideas or if you want to check out some stuff I made and how I've done that. So,
yep. Cool.
Thank
Last you. Minute stuff.
Lauren Lapka's Halloween hacks right there. Let's check in now with Lauren about the traffic.